So you guys doubtless have noticed, because of all the annoying emails that show up at your place, that I've been kind of active and busy blogging lately.
Yes.
And I think it's a great time to talk about blogs on this program, because we haven't gone into it a lot lately. But all of us, on one level or another, are kind of deeply involved in
exactly.
the blogosphere. Most of us as readers, but some of us just sit and write till our fingers turn purple and our relatives get annoyed.
Yeah, you can of course find our blog here at Ixman. You can go to radiofreeixman.com or IxmanInc, that's IxmanInc.com, and you can see the link to our blog there and come on board and comment copiously.
Yes,
and
tell
angrily.
Us all about it.
Please.
IxmanInc is what comes out of Bob when he gets upset and tries to run away.
This little cloud thing.
I'm sorry.
It's the flight mechanism. Boy, this tax goddess is a pushover today. Wheel out all the
visual.
Bad jokes, boys.
Yeah, really. Ooh, I think there may be a kernel of truth in that, for goodness sakes.
No, here on KNTH, I've joined in the Salem crowd over at townhall.com, which is a creation of executive editor Hugh Hewitt, where most of the Salem talk shows, and I proudly count us among the Salem talk shows, much as the rest of them might want to pretend they've never heard of us.
What?
And my blog is called As I Was Saying, and it's easy to find. Just skip the www and just type in asiwassaying.townhall.com. And I owe you a few links on there, don't I, Bob? Because I think it's pretty much flying solo these days.
You betcha. I await linkage.
Now, what is blogging heads?
Blogging heads.
No, go ahead. I'll edit out whatever.
Okay.
You don't have to stop.
Blogging heads. I think it was Mark Klein. I can't. No, Kaus. Mickey Kaus. That's it. Mickey Kaus.
The Kaus Files.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And some other blogger. And mm-hmm. and I've only seen them for the first time about 30 minutes ago. Actually, 30 minutes before I came here, and it took me 4.5 hours.
I was wondering how you did that in the car. Actually,
yeah, it was Houston traffic, so it took me 5 hours to get across downtown Houston to get here. And they just go back and forth in the debate, and it's a pretty spirited debate, and they're pretty intelligent, they're pretty smart. They're going back and forth about Ann Coulter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Ann Coulter.
The one woman he would leave the tax goddess for. Fortunately, she would never have him, so it's not really an issue.
Well, he'd also be in line behind me, so that doesn't matter.
Lady hotness herself.
And he can block really well.
Yeah, my motives are so pure, I just want to feed her.
I want to brush your hair.
Yeah, really. A little bolognese sauce and pasta. My God, a girl, you got a thin.
Eat the something. But they were going on about it, and they had some, you know, of course you got to do the pay into multiculturalism and PC, and you got to say, well, of course she's a bigot. You know, all right.
Well, you heard what happened when she went on with Chris Matthews last week.
No, what happened?
He welcomed her in and said, thanks for coming, and then said as his first question, tell me, do you have a soul?
Did she at least laugh in
his
fat
sure.
face?
No, at which point she rose up out of her chair, turned red, spun around, sparks flying out of her eyeballs, and Chris Matthews is dead now.
Yeah, really?
Oh, that's a wonderful story.
Chris, I want you to look at this thing in my right hand. It's your still beating heart. Fud.
Oh, and by the way, no, I don't have a soul.
Yeah, really. Chris then said,
no, you can keep up with all the pundits, all the Salem talk show hosts, and including Dennis Prager, who is a midday guy that a lot of people don't get to hear on 1070 because he's talking while you're working. But this guy is a tremendous student of other cultures, including the Russian culture. He was an expert on the Soviet Union. He's a Russian speaker. He's also very well versed on all the different versions of Islam. And he is, in fact, a Jew, and he's been to seminary, rabbinical college, and knows where the rabbis come from and the traditional Orthodox sides of the Jewish religion and the Hebrew people. He's unbelievably clear. He speaks simply and clearly and goes straight to the facts. And I wish I could remember the hours he was on during the day so I could brag on him a little bit more.
Yeah, insert edit here.
Penn and Teller have a show on that's called, and I'll shorten it, BS. Mm-hmm. But they name it the actual name.
Russell
and they had Dennis Prager on, and they were talking about college education and mm-hmm. how worthlessly hosed it is in many cases because it's skewed so far left. And Dennis Prager did make a comment, and it was a brilliant comment. I'm going to remember this forever. A statement like that is so stupid, it can only have come from higher education.
Well, come on. What did P.G. O'Rourke say all these many years ago?
No, he said my favorite thing, which is giving money and power to Congress is like giving car keys and whiskey to teenage boys.
Yeah, no, he said sensitivity is just stupidity sent to college.
Oh, man, I'm starting to feel better that I never went.
Oh, no, no, no. Well.
Yes, but if you've taken a class with the tax goddess, you...
Well, you know,
you actually took, like, classes, you know, that you had to
attend. I taught classes, too, dear, remember?
Oh, my gosh.
But how can you teach leftist accounting? I'm asking you. Do the leftists screw up math as well as everything else?
No, the debits are on the left, the credits are on the right. Ah, very important to remember.
That explains why leftists always spend more money than they take in, because the debits are on the left. I'm getting it.
It's right there.
Holy cow, I'm getting an education, and I didn't even go to college.
And then there's Brewing Frogs College. That's a
five-year party
with a $50,000 cover charge.
Actually, I got a very nice degree from them.
From the Sam Houston Institute of Technology?
No, it was a far more august university than that, and I will not mention the name as it would probably be, you know, devastating to them anyway. And the bill was a lot higher than 50 grand, trust me on that.
All that PR undone in one radio show.
Oh dear, he said the name.